Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Shin Tezayin, mitzvah 316. This is the fourth mitzvah related to Yom Kippur that's counted here in Parshas Emor, 4 out of 5, along with the mitzvah previously in Achrayimos of the Avodas Yom Kippurim. Today's mitzvah is the Isser of eating and drinking on Yom Kippur. And this is the 1 out of 5 that is somewhat controversial that it is counted. The Torah tells us not what I would think is told to us based on the fact that it's counted as an Issa Daraisa. The Torah tells us, Ki, kol ha-nefesh, asher lo su'uneh be'etzem hayom hazeh, any nefesh, any person that does not afflict themselves on this day, v'nichrasa me'ameha, they will be cut off, they are chayev karis. And the next pasuk says, if anybody does malacha, then they're also, v'avati es nefesh yimi karev hamah, which is also karis. So regarding the isser malacha that the previous pasuk said, v'kol malacha lo sasu, but regarding the isser of eating and drinking, and maybe the other inuyim as well, so what does the pasuk say? Ki kol ha-nefesh asher lo su'uneh. Any nefesh that does not afflict themselves is chayev karis. Previously, the pasuk just said, v'inisim es nafsho seichem. That was the mitzvah saseh. Yet, the chinuch, following the Rambam, counts this phrase of any nefesh that does not afflict is chayev kares, counts it as a mitzvah lo sase. That's today's mitzvah, shin tezayin. Shilolecho velishos b'yom kippurim, not to eat and drink on Yom Kippur, sheneemar ki kol nefesh asher lo su'uneh, be'etzam yom hazeh v'nichrasa. Kol inyan mitzvah zu, everything I wanted to say about this mitzvah, I wrote earlier. If you look, though, in the Rambam feels the need to explain, how can I count it as a mitzvah? Usually we have the rule that there's no lo sase unless there's a lashon of hishamer al pen or lo. One of those four words. And here you don't have any of those. Says the Rambam, mitzvah kuf tzadik vav. Lo sase kuf tzadik vav. He is the runo me'achol b'tzom kippur. V'lo ba b'tora azhara l'pa'al hazeh. There's no specific, explicit azhara. Aval zachar ha'onesh. The Torah mentions the punishment. V'chayev kareis l'misha achal. V'yadanu she'achi l'mus heres mimenu. Once the Isser kareis is mentioned, then me'mela I know that it must be aser. V'hu amru, and it quotes our pasuk, kol nefesh lo su'uneh. Where do I know that from? Says the Rambam, the first Mishnah in Krisus. U'betchilas Krisus. We know the 36 krisas are mentioned in the first Mishnah in Kares. Manu bichlalam ha'ochel b'yom ha-kippurim. It mentions not eating on Yom Kippur. And the Mishnah explains there that the only exceptions to the rule, as it says in the end of the Mishnah, shekol ma'asher chayav lav kares, he mitzvas lo sa'aseh. All of the krisas listed in the Mishnah are lo sa'aseh except for two, Pesach and Milah. So what do you see from there, says the Rambam? He nekfar his ames shahachilo b'yom ha-kippurim mitzvahs lo sasei. Eating Yom Kippur is a lo sasei because it's not one of the two exceptions. Lefichach, that's why you're chayav karis and chatas, kamosha b'yeru b'chilas krisos, that is his raya. That is the Rambam's main raya, that you count this as a separate Isidar raya. So shizeh adin lo yischayav el b'mitzvahs lo sasei levad, lo amro yisalem mechui v'chatas kavua v'chulu. And then he quotes a medrash, but that's why the Rambam quotes this. Rov Rishonim follow the Rambam. But if you look in Sefer Mitzvot Rav Sadia Gaon, Yerucham Fischer Perlow points out that he thinks that if you look in the poem, again, it's always hard to know 100% what Rav Sadia Gaon quotes, because his Sefer Mitzvot is all one poem. So when in Mitzvot Asay Nun Dalet and Nun Hey, it says, Tekia v'inui mima'achalos. So you know tkiyas tkiyas shofar, that's a mitzvah. Inui ma'acholos is inui. So he only has that in the assays. So it seems like, says Rav Yochanan Fischer Perlow, Rav Sadia Gaon does not quote that in the Losa assays. He says, V'lo achein divrei Rambam elu tzarech ian. I'm sorry. Rabbeinu Agon lo man alav zeh, lekaman b'cheshbon alav them, v'amnam eneinu yachad b'davar zeh. Rav Sadia Gaon is not the only one. The Gam HaBahag, v'Hari Bartzaloni, v'Rav HaZaken, lo man alav zeh b'cheshbon alav them. Other Gaonim also. This was a Gaonic idea, not to count the Isur of Achil HaShia on Yom Kippur as a separate lo sasei. And what about regarding the raya that the Rambam has? Says the Rav Yochanan Perlow, it could be, and he brings rayas to this, that when the Mishnah in Krisa says lo sasei, what it means is not to contrast ase and lo sasei, but to contrast sheval tase to kumvase. That's the difference. The my diktania pesach v'mila mitzvahs ase haynu rak lo marshein kumvase. Those are mitzvahs that you have to do. Lachain lekaben chatas b'shogig. That's why there's no chatas b'shogig by them, because you didn't do an action. But here by Yom Kippur, you're right, it's not a lo sase, but you did an action. So that could be good enough for the Isser of Achila and Jasiya, only counting it as an essay. Okay, so that's point number one, to realize that it's not so pashut. There's a hashkafic ideas also. If you only count the mitzvah of Inui, not the los assays, that's saying that the Yom Kippur is not machalas asuros, like all other machalas asuros. There's no los assay. It's all about the kiyum. It's all about the positive Inui that must be created. So that's an important ha'ara that the Ruch HaFisher Prolam mentions. Good. Let's continue now with some of the other ideas related to eating. If you look back in the Sefer HaChinuch, he quoted in the original mitzvah of the mitzvah of eating, that, of course, a chol sheyesh bo sakana is allowed, and not only is allowed, has to eat on Yom Kippur. This is the halacha of pikuach nefesh, is docha, everything besides the big three. And this is something that we have to be very serious about. Shulchan Aruch writes in the context of Hilchos Shabbos, Mishiyesh lo choli shel sakana, mitzvah chalo avas haShabbos, a mitzvah to be mechalo Shabbos, v'hazaris harei zeh meshubach. If you do it quickly, you're praiseworthy. V'hashoel, and if you ask a kasha about the issue of sakana sefashos, harei zeh shofech damim, you're a murderer. You're a murderer because you can't ask like that. And the Mishnah Berurah there says in Siman Shin Chaf Ches that every Rav in his community has to make sure that everybody knows this halacha so they don't come to be Shoel. Tamar Chacham Bimkom Ohayla Lidrosh Pirka Lakol Kedei Sheyedu Kal Ha'am V'lo Yitztarchu L'Shalos. So everybody knows that they don't have to come ask him. V'machola Ba'atzimo M'siyarei Sheyavar Lovas HaShabbos. And if the Chola himself is worried, oh, you're going to be Machal Shabbos for me, it doesn't matter, Kofen Oso. Force him, and you talk to him and say, this is what Hashem wants. This is a chassid shote behavior. If someone doesn't take part in eating, if their life is in danger. Again, there are many sources related to this. The Rechaim HaKadosh says in Perek Lamed Aleph, in Shmos, in Kisisa, where it talks about Shabbos, that being Mechal Shabbos is not really being Mechal Shabbos. We call it Chilul Shabbos for a chola, but really, Adarabah, Zekari Shmira Shabbos, Chalel of Shabbos Echa Kadei Sheyishmar Shabbos Osharbe. So even the original chilul is considered a shimur. The Meshech Chachma as well, over there in Kisisa, beginning of Kisisa, mentions that Shabbos, unlike the big three are values and you can't violate them even if one's life is in danger. But Shabbos is meaningless without Am Yisrael keeping it. Like, he hasn't quoted it, but the Medrash says, right, the Medrash goes that Shabbos goes and complains to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every day has a pair. Sunday has Monday, Tuesday has Wednesday, Thursday has Friday. Who's my pair? So Hashem says, B'nai Yisrael are your pair. I think it's the Medrash at the beginning of Parashat Vayakel, where the source for giving a Shabbos afternoon shiur, a Hilchos Shabbos, says the Medrash, Shabbos and B'nai Yisrael are a pair. So says the Meshech Chachma at the beginning of Kisisa, that that's the bit. Without B'nai Yisrael, Shabbos doesn't exist. There's no value of Shabbos other than B'nai Yisrael keeping it. And that's why one doesn't have to keep Shabbos if it means giving one's life. And the same thing with Yom Kippur. One doesn't have to keep Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur being Shabbos Shabbason, one does not give their life for that. There is a very interesting tshuva, which we don't know exactly what the details were, but there's a tshuva of the Radvaz in Chela Gimel Siman Tuf Mem Dalid, where he was asked about the Riva. The Riva wanted the Bali Atosvas. Kichal Achol Yoashar Mezbo. He died. There was a sickness that he died from. V'chal Yom HaKippurim Bo'osan HaYamim. And Yom Kippur was in those last few days before he died. V'amru lo arofim, and the doctors told the Riva, Im lo tochal vaday tamos. If you don't eat, you shall surely die. V'im tochal shema tichya. If you eat, you have a chance. V'huz al amar, and the Riva said, Bari v'shema bari adif. Vadai beats out, right? Vadai, I'll die if I don't eat, and Shema, I might live if I do eat. Bari v'shema bari adif lo ratzel lechol v'meis. V'meis. And you want to know if the Riva acted properly. Says the Radvaz in his answer, he says, first of all, I'm just going to tell you the halacha. You can't ask kashas from the Riva. I'll tell you the halacha, for normative practice, what he did for anybody else was wrong. Tshuva, legabe yadin, ein roi lo momi menu klau. You can't learn from him. Tzakaimalan svek sveka, shel pikuach nefesh doches haShabbos ves Yom HaKippurim. V'yafilu l'chayisha choshishin. If somebody takes heart medication, if somebody takes anything, diabetes medication on Yom Kippur, and the doctor says you have to take it or else something is going to happen, you have to take it. That's his shmira. Kol shekein, l'safik shema yama shema yichya, v'afilu l'safik Shabbos acheres. And even if he says, a field of das achronim, and even according to the achronim that say, this is machlokas, The Radvaz is calling them Achronim. So what he means is the later Rishonim. Right? Even according to those Rishonim that say that you're allowed to volunteer a non-Big Three, which is a huge discussion. Machlokas Rambam thinks you cannot, but Bali Tosfos think you can. Even according to those Rishonim, if somebody is sick, Chol Yishpo Sakana, that's not called volunteering. That's called shtus. Avo mishu chola sheitpo sakana v'amdu lecho, yeitlo lecho, afilo lesafik. Lefichach ein roi lo momi man. You can't learn from him. Why? What about the Riva? Maybe the Riva himself felt otherwise. Ki efshad de Riva zal hirkish ba'atzmo, da'afilo she yochal yamus. He felt he had nevuah, whatever you want to call it. The lev yodea maris nafsho. V'haynu tzakara bari v'shema bari yadif. That's what he meant by bari v'shema. Meaning, he didn't mean their bari. Bari sheli adif mishema shalachem. Laficha lo ratza lechol. But this is not even a midas chasidus. You shouldn't do it. And he echoes his own words in chelik dalat simen samach zayin. If somebody says, I want to be machmir, he says, harei ze chasid shote, v'ho elokim yidroshes damo. And therefore, on Shabbos or on Yom Kippur, if somebody's life is in danger, so they must eat. It's their mitzvah to eat, and if they don't eat, it is suicide if they don't eat. Okay, so that is relating to Pikuach Nefesh. It is an isser of eating and drinking on Yom Kippur, but if somebody needs to, so then they should. Related to this as well is, what about a chatzi shir on Yom Kippur? Eating a chatzi shir on Yom Kippur. So, the source of chatzi shir is the Gemara in Maseches Yuma, and Daf Gayin Gimel, Amabez, Ayin Dal, Amar Aleph, where the Gemara quotes a machlokas between Rabbi Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. Reish Lakish holds that chatzi shir is mutter min haTorah, meaning on a daraisa level, I could eat a half a kezayis of nevela, a half a kezayis of chelev, a half a kezayis of nosar, half a kezayis of anything on a daraisa level is mutter. Midrabanan, you shouldn't eat it, because you might come. But that's daraisa. On a Rabbi Yochanan argues, Rabbi Yochanan says, no, Chatzi Shir is Asur Min HaTorah, and that's how we paskin. What's the source for Rabbi Yochanan? How do you know that Chatzi Shir is Asur Min HaTorah? Two sources given in the Gemara on Daf Ayin Dalet Amid Aleph. Either it's a Gzeres HaKasiv, Kol Chelev, any Chelev, even a half a Gzayis of Chelev is Asur. Either a pasik or it's a Svara. What's the Svara? Kiva de Chazi Le'itz Tarufe Isura Ka'achil. Since it is combinable if you would eat another half a kezias, so that's why he is eating an isser. So how does one understand that line in the Gemara? That is a huge discussion in the Achronim. The two studim are, the way that Achronim understand it is, how literally do you take chazilat tarufe? Do we say chazilat tarufe means literally? Well, because it can combine, so that's why it might combine. And therefore, you have to be worried that it will combine. But, lu yitzuyer, let's say there's a case where it would be impossible to combine, then it may well be mutter. That's one way to understand chazilat tarufe. Or do I say no? Really, chazilat tarufe means it's a siman. The fact that it could combine means that it itself is significant. The mashal given by some achronim is, if something is poison, if you eat a whole shear of it, if you eat a half a shear of it, it's going to make you really sick. Meaning, but in itself it's significant, it's going to have an effect. So therefore, per se, it's significant, even if it never is going to be mitzarif. Those are the two ways of understanding mentioned by Reb Elchanan in the Kovet Shiurim and Baba Vasra, Simin Shin Samach Zayin. Lefi Mashin Estafku Hagaonim Haachronim Dechati Shir Mutter Heichado Chazi Lesterufe Befoel Kegon Bereg Achron Hashem Yom Kippur. What if it's 10 seconds left to Yom Kippur and you eat a half of a kezayis? On Yom Kippur, it's not a kezayis, like we said before. It's a larger, it's a koseves. Let's say I eat a half a koseves at the end of Yom Kippur, and I don't leave any time to eat the other half of the koseves. Am I violating this isser? So it depends how you understand chazilas tarufe. So he says, some achronim suggested that you would not violate daraisa, because lamaisa, this is not chazilas tarufe. And Rabbi Chana says, no. Eladei nirakein. Da'ad chazilas tarufe, hi ho chacha v'raya, da'chati shir, who isser. The fact that it is combinable is a reflection that chatzi shir is isser. V'ha'ochacha hazos yeshna gam al rega achrona. And this ochacha is even at the last moment. Tahare ilu achal chatzi shir kodem rega achron. V'or chatzi shir bir rega achron. Mitzarif l'chaivo. V'chulu. And then he continues and says, Those are the two understandings. Very important. If you eat a half a kezias in a makom where it is impossible to combine. Related to this is a tshuva of the Chacham Tzvi. The Chacham Tzvi discusses, is there an issur? The Chacham Tzvi and the Shavas Aryeh and others, they all get into the action. Is there an issue of chatzi shir by non-ma'acholos asuros? Right, all the context in the Gemara is ma'acholos asuros. That is the source in the text of Kol Chelev. What about non-ma'acholos asuros? For example, the issur of bal yirah bal yimatzeh. If I have half a is there any isser of having a half a kezias of chametz in my house? That is the question of the Chacham Tzvi. The Chacham Tzvi makes 2 points. Number one, he says that maybe there's no chazilas tarufe. Because how is there chazilas tarufe? What? Because this could combine, but then when you at the first moment, it's not usser. You only have half a kezias. Later on, you're going to get a half a kezias. So what? So then you're going to have a full shear. But this half a kezias is not going to combine per se. It's just going to be part of the full shear later on. He also says that maybe the svara for chatzi shir of chazir serufe is because he brings in the svara of achshave. You did something to show that it's chashiv to you. You ate another half a shir. But if it's by Rabbi Matzah, you didn't do anything. So therefore, maybe there is no by Rabbi Matzah. That's his discussion of how literally do you take chazilat sarufe, the Shagas Aryeh, and others argue on the Chacham Tzvi. There are rayas that chatzi shir does apply, even in a context where it is not combinable. Outside of Machal Zasuros, there's a Rashi in Masechah Shabbos, on Daf Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph, where Rashi quotes the sugya of chatzi shir by Borer B'Shabbos. Borer B'Shabbos, nothing to do with chazilat sarufe. Or the first Magen Mishnah in Hilchas Geneva and Gzela. First Magen Mishnah, the Rambam says it's also to steal even a kol shehu. Magen Mishnah says chatzi shir, asam in a Torah, even less than a pruta. So you see chatzi shir applying even outside of the world of machalas asuras. But that all is a function and an extension of how do you understand chazilas terufe. Number one, there's another issue that is discussed in the Achronim in chatzi shir. This is brought to life by the Mishnas Yavetz, by Rabbi Tzalo Jolti, he discusses a Rambam. The Rambam says, if somebody makes a shvua, Perek Dalet Halacha Aleph, an Ilchah Shvuas, somebody makes a shvua, I swear I'm not going to eat today. And they eat a chatzi shir. So what's the halacha? They swear they weren't going to eat. The Rambam says, you're pater, she'en achila p'chusam ibekazayas, you're pater, but it's like you ate a chatzi shir of nevela and trefa. That's the Rambam's lashon. Ask the Achronim, ask the Ran on the Rambam, the Mishnah Melech quotes it there. Ask the Ran, understand. When somebody says, I'm not going to eat today, eating means a shear. So if you eat a half of a shear, it should be nothing. It shouldn't be chatzi shear, it should be mutter. Because when a person makes a shvua that they're not going to eat, so that means a kezias. That's what the Ran quotes, a yesh misha omer. That's cholik on the Rambam. That there's only a iser chatzi shear when it comes to iser daraisa. But when it comes to an iser shvua that you instituted upon yourself, that's not also mishum chatzi shear. So what's the Bir Hadavar? What's the Machlokas about? What's the Sfar for the Rambam? So the Achronim explain, Rav Jolti quotes it here in Simen Yudalin and Arachayim in Os Beis, that how do we look at Chatzi Shir? When I eat a Chatzi Shir of Nevela, Chatzi Shir of Trefa, Chatzi Shir of this, Chatzi Shir of that, is that all the same Isser? It's all Chatzi Shir. In Shamayim, I have a Chatzi Shir scorecard. Separate scorecard, and all my Chatzi Shirs go on that scorecard. What's called an Isser? Klali. Or do I say it's an Isser Prati? No. On every scorecard in Shamayim, there's a Chatzi Shir section. On my Nevela scorecard, there's a Chatzi Shir section. On my Noser scorecard, there's a Chatzi Shir section. How do you view it? So he says, beautiful. According to the Rambam, once you get into the world of Isurim, so all Chatzi Shirs are the same. So even Shvua could be included. Once I answer something of myself, it's all Klali. So all Chatzi Shirs are included in the Isser Klali of Chatzi Shir. Mashaiki and the other Rishonim say, no, you asered this. There's no chatzi shir for a shvua. That's the Rambam's lashon. How do you know it's klali? Look what he says. Hareyu ka'ochel chatzi shir mei nevelos v'treifas v'chayotzei bahen. That's his lashon. Imam says it's klali. Mashaiki and the Yesh Mishomer in the Ran says, no, it's prati. And because it's prati, you would be chayiv only by Isurei Torah and not by the Isser of a shvua. Another beautiful Nafkamina is the sugya in Maseches Yuma. So Maseches Yuma, that pegimel, where we talk about on Yom Kippur, our mitzvah. If somebody, achzu bulmis, he has a fever, he's shaking, so you machilin oso hakal hakal. You give him little by little, you give him bit by bit, because he has to eat. 2 days in the Ramban there. What exactly is the case we're talking about? What if he's only eating chatzi shir of these isurim? Does it still make a difference which isur you give him? Do you still have to go hakal hakal? The first day of the Ramban is Kiva Dibishiurim Chamurin Zemizel La'onshin Af Bepachos Mikashir Chomer Shalzeh Yoser Michomer Shalzeh. First day of the Ramban, even chatzi shears make a difference, depending on what issur you're doing. Second day, hasam b'sha'amduhu l'kishir. The case of akal akal is only when you're feeding him a shear. But in a chinami, if you would give him chatzi shear, it wouldn't make a difference what you're giving him. Mamish, 2 days, klali prati, right there in the Ramban, on Yuma Pei Gimel Amid Aleph. First day, again, saying that chatzi shear is issur prati, so it makes a difference what you give a chola. Mashekin, second day, amdu l'kishir, chatzi shear wouldn't make a difference, no matter what you give him would be okay. So that is another nafkamina for klali prati, how you understand the issur of chatzi shear. One other interesting nafkamina is, and maybe this is the Rambam Lishitaso, there is a big discussion on the Rambam in Hilchos Chametz Umatzah, Perek Aleph Halacha Zayin, where the Rambam says, if somebody eats chametz on Pesach, even a kol shehu, it's asur daraisa. Why? So what should the Rambam say? Because this is Rav Chatzi Shir. No, the Rambam quotes a separate pasuk, lo ye'achel chametz. Chametz should not be eaten. Ask the Kesef Mishnah, ask the Mishnah Melech. Why does the Rambam quote a specific pasuk? Just quote the pasuk of Chatzi Shir. Why does he quote a specific pasuk in Chametz Umatzah? So, the Ketzer Mishnah does not answer. Tzarech Ian. The Mishnah Melech quotes earlier Achronim that say, maybe there's a difference, because I wouldn't have compared Chametz to Chelev. Because Chelev is in Isser Olam. Chametz is Davar Sheish L'Matirin. So maybe I wouldn't have known Chatzi Shir by Davar Sheish L'Matirin. Kamash Malon, we say, that's why the Ram quotes a separate pasuk. Says the Mishnah Yavi, that answer doesn't work, because what's the context of Chatzi Shir in the Gemara? It's Yom Kippur! Yom Kippur is also Davar Sheish L'Matirin. Wait a couple of hours, it's going to be Mutter! So why should you need a separate pasuk? Says with the Mishnah Yavetz, if the Rambam thinks that in general Isser Chatzi Shir is Kloli, like we saw in the Rambam Hilchos Shvuos, maybe that's why he quotes a separate pasuk here, Chametz Umatzah. Because the chiddush of this extra pasuk is that by Chametz, it's Prati. It's a Chatzi Shir of Chametz, which is more chamer than a Chatzi Shir of Kola Terakula, and that's why the Rambam quotes a separate pasuk right over here. There's also a huge discussion, yeah, just to mention, Chatzi Shir by Mitzvos. What happens if somebody only has a half a kazayis of matzah? Right? Does it make sense to eat it? Half a kazayis of matzah? The Shvus Yaakov talks about it, and he assumes it's no mitzvah. L'maskana. The Birke Yosef in Simen Tav Pei Beis, in Hilchos Matzah, he says there's a ksas mitzvah. There's a big discussion. We discussed this in the context, if you remember, in Yuma Daf Lamed Tes, whereby the Lechem Apanim, it says that the Tznuim were Moshchen Esideim. The Tznuim didn't eat it. So some say, want to bring that as a raya, and the Tosfos Yishonim there in Yuma, that there's no mitzvah by Chatzi Shir. That's what some want to bring a raya. But the Chassam Sofer on that Gemara, it's quoted in the Maritz Chayas there, on that Gemara in Yuma Lamed Tes, says there's no raya from there. Karbanos are different than all other mitzvahs. Karbanos, the mitzvah is to make sure it is eaten, not for you to eat it. Who says that same thing would apply to matzah and the like? Over here they didn't eat it because they fulfilled the mitzvah that way, letting other people eat it. But in a chinami, if there was a mitzvah for them to eat it, maybe they would have eaten it. And there is a mitzvah by Chatzi Shir. It's a big discussion. Again, the Gemara only talks about Chatzi Shir by Averos, and the question, could you be medayik from other Gemaras, and the Achronim really elaborate on this, is there a kazim of Chatzi Shir by mitzvahs? Anyway, that is related, all this is related to the Isser of eating and drinking Yom Kippur. But Hashem, next time we get into the last mitzvah of Yom Kippur for now, the mitzvah of Shvisa Mimalach on Yom Kippur. Maybe we'll talk more about Hashkafa behind Yom Kippur, and other items as well. Okay, we'll stop here.